The Christians must understand the reality of Jesus. If we don't understand the reality of Jesus, it will be impossible to understand the reality of Sai Baba. And how can we understand the reality of Jesus? We can only understand the reality of Jesus when we understand our own very reality. This is because we are one with God. For example, people often ask the question, who is Sai Baba? But this question is not right. First, you have to find out who is the one asking the question, who is Sai Baba? Who are you? When the questioner does not know his own reality, how can he grasp the solution to the question he has posed? First, find out the reality of the questioner. When you find that out, then automatically you will know the reality of Sai Baba. This is because Sai Baba and you are one. The prompter of the question is the solution to the question. Know yourself, then you will know that the self in you is Sai Baba. Without this self-knowledge, it is a waste of time trying to grasp the reality of God. Why did the Jewish religious hierarchy and aristocracy do away with Jesus? Why did they kill him? Because they never understood who Jesus really is. And we are no better than them. After 2,000 years, we have still not understood the reality of Jesus. That is the very reason for all the divisions and fights, not only within the Christian churches, but also between different religious faiths. For example, Jesus once said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now that has caused a lot of confusion in the Christian forum. We don't understand Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who is that way? Who is that truth? Who is that life? Is Jesus referring to his physical body or to the name Jesus? When Jesus said, I am, what exactly does it mean? Who is that I am? It is God. Jesus does not see himself as the body. Jesus does not see himself as the name. God has so many names. God is beyond name. Jesus identifies himself as the I am principle. Jesus is pure existence, Satchitananda, the I am. That I am. Everything that says I am is Jesus. That chair you're sitting on is saying I am. Otherwise, you cannot sit on it. Another example, in the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus told some of the Jews that Abraham, longed to see his day and that he saw it and was glad. They retorted to Jesus, now we know that you are demon-possessed. You are not up to 50 years old, and you claim that Abraham, who lived thousands of years ago, saw your day and was glad. Who do you think you are? Something must be wrong with you. You are out of your senses. And Jesus replied, before Abraham ever was, I am. Now note Jesus' choice of words. Before Abraham ever was, I am. Sure, Jesus' body is not up to 50 years, but the reality that has taken the name Jesus existed before the body. That reality is eternal, without birth and without death, beyond the dimensions of time and the specifications of space, transcending the limitations of name and the confinement of form. Jesus is the divine essence. The I am that I am. In Exodus chapter 3, God revealed his name to Moses in the experience of the burning bush as I am that I am.